This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi and is available for Skyline members. So just being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the CEO of Anchored Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you guys like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all the YouTube things so that you don't miss when we post another video. So today I want to talk to you guys about how to increase your faith. As people of faith, we have to live by faith. We have to walk by faith. The Bible says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. And when you're especially doing business God's way, it's going to be, business is risky, period. But you're going to have to take a lot of perceived risks when doing business God's way as well, because he's going to have you walking by faith. He's going to tell you to pick up and go to a place that he's going to tell you later, you know, and you're going to be expected to pick up and go like he did Abraham. He's going to tell you to do things that seem unfathomable, but it's all going to be for his glory. And it's all going to be to bring glory to him. And it's all going to be for your good. But I found just doing this work and talking to people, I realized that really living by faith, making decisions by faith, acting by faith is easier said than done. And I even know that with my journey. Like, there have been times God has told me to do things and I'm like, say what now? Are you sure? Or the infamous, I need confirmation, which is basically just for us to procrastinate on doing what we know he told us to do. I know y'all can relate. But that's why I wanted to do this video on how to increase your faith, because I just want to make it practical. And I also want to show you biblical examples, because it's not about me. It's not about your favorite influencer or whatever. God has given us a manual. He's left us with stories and situations of the very things that we're going through today. The times may be different. The context may be different a bit because that was a long time ago. But the concept of obeying God and choosing life and doing the things that he has called us to do is still the same. So there are a couple of scriptures or places that I want to take you in scripture so that you can increase your faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so that's why I'm taking you back to the scripture. Now, here are three places that you can look to find stories to help you increase your faith. The first one is Elizabeth. Her story can be found in Luke 1. The second one is Rahab. Her story can be found in Joshua 2. Last one is Gideon, and his story can be found in Judges 6. A great place to go in addition to these individual places, though, is if you go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 1 is where we find the definition of faith, that faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. In that same chapter is what they call the Hall of Faith. So there's this, the Hall of Fame as it relates to faith, really, like the same way we have the Walk of Fame in California. This is like the Hall of Fame as it relates to faith. All of these different people are listed, Abraham, Elizabeth, these people are listed here in Hebrews 11 as great examples of faith. So in addition to going to Luke, Enoch, Judges, and Joshua, also go to Hebrews 11 and look at who is listed as having great faith and go and read about their stories. Put yourself in their stories. Put yourself in the big requests that God asked of them and that they obeyed. Put yourself in Rahab's shoes. She is a prostitute, someone who has a past, but she was still able to have faith in this God that the leaders of her land were afraid of. And so she put her faith in this God that she wasn't even familiar with and really helped his plan by hiding the spies, which would have been at the expense of her life and her family's life. That's risky. That's risky. Her past may have made her feel like, how are you going to use me? So put yourself in that situation. Put yourself in Gideon's shoes. Gideon, nothing about his circumstances showed that he was going to be this great leader to lead these men. Like, that, nothing about his situation showed that. And he was one of those who asked for confirmation 50 million times because he couldn't believe that God was calling him to do something when his circumstances were not conducive for that, where they were not giving any inkling that this was actually God speaking to him. So go and look at these different places in the Bible, put yourself in those shoes, and use those to fuel your own faith. Something else that you can do to increase your faith is listen to the testimonies of other people. You can do that by listening to faith-based podcasts like mine, Blessed and Bossed Up. You can listen to Rosalind's podcast, Therapy as a Christian, where she talks all about how God has transformed her mental health through therapy. And she's bridging that gap between faith and mental health so that you can be mentally well in the natural without giving into what that looks like for a lot of the things that the mental health space has created. But she's just bridging that gap so effortlessly. So hearing her testimony and the stories of the guests that she has on her show will help increase your faith. Increase your faith by listening to podcasts like the Don't Touch My Health podcast. And so this podcast is all about wellness for Black women. Gabby is a woman of faith. She talks to you about how to have healthier habits, how to take care of your body, how to take care of this temple. God has blessed us with this temple and we only get one. And listening to her show is going to inspire you to fuel this temple that he is giving you better and increase your faith in the area of your habits and your decision making and your fitness and your health. So that's something else you can also do. You can listen to the Lux Life podcast with Chyna. She's so funny because she's so bubbly and outgoing, but she really just shows you that you can love God and be yourself. You can love God and be fly. You can love God and travel and live this luxurious lifestyle his way. Listen to her story and how she's talking about that. Just seeing other people who are like you, who want to live by faith, who want to please God, is just going to fuel that faith in you and is going to allow you to continue to give him every yes that he requires of you. And the last thing is something I want you guys to really write down. Stop worrying. Okay? Come closer. We ain't got Zoom, so I'm gonna move in. Stop worrying. I'm gonna read to you guys Philippians 4:6-7 really quick. And this is in a Message translation. I really like how it puts it. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So I want you guys to write that scripture down, Philippians 4:6-7. And whenever you feel worry creep in, those pesky what if thoughts, like, yeah, I know God told me to do this, but what if that? Replace it with praise. Replace it with prayer. Replace it with worship. Allow God to displace that worry, those what ifs, and replace himself as the center of your life. You're never going to obey God and regret it. I promise you that. I promise you that. You will never obey God and regret it. All things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. The Bible also tells us to pray without ceasing. So understand that this is not going to be a one-time thing. This is a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle. There's one thing that you're going to have to just expect when it comes to doing life God's way is that it's going to be scary, because that's faith. you're doing something that you don't know how it's going to work out, it's going to be scary. There's going to be 50 million reasons that your mind comes up with as to why you shouldn't have faith or why you shouldn't act in faith. But you have to replace that with prayer. You have to replace that with action, and you just have to give him your yes. So I want you guys to just write down all of these scriptures, because I'm not going to talk you to death. I'm going to send you back to the word. So I want you to open your Bibles. Get you a good study Bible. You can click the link in the description for my Amazon store, and the Bible I recommend is there. It's the New Living Translation version of the Life Application Study Bible. I love this Bible because it just gives so much context. You can look up faith literally in the back of it, and it'll take you to 50 million more scriptures that I might not have even referenced or mentioned here. But go back to the Word. Listen to the podcast that I mentioned, or any other shows where people are telling their testimonies and their stories, so that you can increase your faith and continue to give God your yes. So that's it for this video. Again, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we do another video. Bye.